It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body Mind Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkable, accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for Body Mind Spirit Guide magazine. Would you like a mini reading this morning? Call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 and be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now to your host, Wendy Powers.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm not sure how are you doing today. This is the first Saturday of the month, and welcome. And we have a wonderful subject today. We are going to be talking about orbs this morning. So hopefully we will be able to cover it. It is a big subject, and there's a great deal that is kind of involved, I guess, controversially. Involved in, you know, what the orbs really mean. And to find out what those orbs mean, you kind of almost have to go through what I did. And I actually had a death experience, and I was able to see the orbs and get myself into kind of a higher consciousness state and was visited by orbs as I had been in my death experience. So it's a very interesting subject, which we hope to cover today. Have a lot of wonderful things to also share with you on the soon-to-open spiritual kind of church center that I'm putting together. And, of course, I'm going to be taking your call and doing readings throughout the show, and it looks as though we have many people in the queue already. So, we are going to be starting the readings in just a moment. We are going to be going to our subject, and then I will be taking readings, you know, throughout the hour. So, you know, but you'll be learning a lot. So just be patient as we go through the show, and you will certainly be able to, I think, learn a lot. And anyway, we're going to start with orbs. What is an orb? And the interesting thing is, I mean, they've been really, for a long time, I mean, since photography has been around, they've been capturing them on film. But people have discussed the orbs before just from being able to tune in and having the vision of orbs in their own mind, I mean, they in their own experiences. And so an orb is usually, you know, of course, it's round. That's why it's called an orb. It usually glows, but not necessarily like a light bulb glow. It has kind of a muted glow to it, and it's sometimes visible to the naked eye even. But a lot of times, like I said, it's an experience that people sometimes have when they close their eyes. They're sometimes in their death experience, such as I did, by film. Now we have so many private investigators, you know, the paranormal investigators out learning more and more about the various different forms that spirit visits the earthly plane. And, you know, and paranormal investigators are being taken very seriously. I mean, we have many incredible people out looking at the various different ways that spirit is communicating with us verbally. You can actually hear them. sometimes you can actually see spirit walk around in almost human form. You know, you can see them, but either they're kind of blurry or they're almost transparent. And you can sense them. You can even smell spirit sometimes. I'm trying to say, you know, put out roses or violet smells. It's kind of interesting, the things that have been reported back. Also, they come in the energy of an orb. And what that does is that I feel, you know, from my own experience, and I think other paranormal investigators also believe, that they are spirit, that is pure spirit. The orb versus the, you know, the ghost or the spirit that we feel that we have, which walks on the earth. And, you know, we kind of sense them in our dreams. Mediums, oh my goodness, I love it that we now have an acceptance and an understanding that we can communicate with the other side. And spirits, I mean, of course, we know our famous one, Teresa Caputo, being one of our more famous mediums on television, who just brings them through, just brings those messages through. And be wonderful to someday maybe have a conversation with her and see if she just sees them as energy sometimes and orbs sometimes, that sometimes not even see them at all, but just hear them or sense them. Because that's the way I get them, you know, in all the various different forms, you're tuning into spirit. And why do we go through that process? You know, here we are, you know, in physical form. We understand that because we live in a three-dimensional physical form. We know if we get in our car, we turn the engine on, we drive down the street. We know if we go into the grocery store, there's going to be groceries there, hopefully, and we're going to purchase groceries. We're going to go make money so we can pay for the groceries. We're going to have hugs from physical people because that's the world we live in. We are in a physical world. So when we lose a person from the physical world, we mourn the physical. But we don't have to because we are always there. Spirit goes into a different form because you are nothing but a, well, I should say nothing, but we are, thank goodness, we are a beautiful divine spirit at different levels of evolution, of course, having a physical experience. You've heard that saying that we're a spiritual being having a physical experience. I believe we're evolving through, you know, the various different incarnations and visiting the earth for a short while we are learning, and then we take that knowledge and we continue on. It's kind of like going on vacation and you're visiting someplace. Sometimes they're good experiences on vacation and you learn a lot, and sometimes they're not so great experiences and some disastrous things happen while we're on this vacation. But we take away from that time or that trip information. We take away experience. We take away a kind of evolving of who we are. We are now more than. We have, you know, something more that we've added to our knowledge base, our understanding. Even if, like, we visit a different culture, we go through sometimes really negative things. We get into an accident, or maybe you even got mugged, or you're. I was on a vacation not too long ago, and I got food poisoning. And it was terrible. I thought I was going to die for sure. But there's things to learn. You evolve through the experiences of the physical. But then just as we leave the physical, all those experiences go with us. And just as, like I said, we're on vacation, that's like our soul's not on vacation, but we're in the experience of life, the physical life. But our real life, like just like when you're on vacation, you go back to your real physical life. You go back to your real spiritual life. And that's the important thing to understand. We are just here experiencing our real self. Is that orb or that spirit? Are all orbs, you know, people that are evolving through an experience on this earth? Yes and no. I think that some of them are actually angels, people that never have really got need to go through the physical experience of the earth, but they are also of energy. they take form for us so that we can see them at times. Now I'm going to jump into something a little bit different. I'm going to say sometimes they're beings that have had experiences on other planets, maybe other dimensions. Just because we're in this dimension doesn't mean it's the only dimension. Even Einstein made aware and made us aware that there are many, many dimensions. I mean, we don't really even know how many, but many, many past 4, 5, 6, as Einstein had brought out in his quantum wave theory and the multiple dimension theories of existence. In fact, the whole idea of time travel is that if we did time travel, we would create another dimension each time we would go through a time shift, because we can't re-enter the same time shift. Am I getting a little too sciencey for you guys? But going back to the orb, we are the energy beings. And that's what we take, that's our natural form. When we reincarnate or come into this earthly plane, the physical form, you know, can change. I mean, you know, it's like maybe we're a female in another life, and now we're male in this life. We're male in another life, now female in this life. We were of a different ethnic group than we are currently. Now we're experiencing something in this life. Spirit is continually evolving. It's kind of like liking it to changing your clothes. I'm going to have a different experience. I'm going to go disco today. I'm going to go casual in my jammies today. I'm going to get dressed to the nines, as we used to call it. I wonder why they call it dressed to the nines. Why not the tens? But anyway, do we get all, you know, ready for the experience? So we're dressed for it. Well, that's the same in the physical life. We get dressed for it. We have to go through the experience. And maybe we have deficits as we see in physical life as we enter into the physical world. Maybe we're not like everyone else. Maybe we, you know, are missing one of our senses, or maybe we have a physical problem. Like, look at Stephen Hawking. My goodness, this is a man with most amazing mind, a very deep conceptual mind, and yet his body doesn't work. You know, so we go through these experiences. You say, well, why did I choose to have bad experience like a Stephen Hawking? Well, it's because we focused totally on his mind. And his whole focus became all about that. And he was here to give us something greater than the physical experience. We were to know about that mind. And he was taking that quantum leap to say, I'll experience this life, but I need people to hear me, to know me, to understand not me, but the universe, the universal mind, the knowledge. There is a great knowledge bank. All of us contribute to it. Stephen Hawking, without knowing it, tapped into that and gave it to us in science. And it's an amazing thing. So his experience on Earth was just that identity to add to our knowledge bank about our experiences here. But going back to the orbs, and then we'll go into our phone line, I just, you know, it comes in colors. Now, I wrote an article, as you heard Courtney, my producer, talk about, that I write with the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. I'm also in the process of writing a book, which hopefully will be able to get it out by the 2016. I've been very busy, so I'm hoping I can complete that mission. Let's put it in a positive affirmation. I will complete that mission. So it'll make it my that's the way we got to always think. We always need to make sure that we don't put something into a want or hoping. We put it into an it will, I am. So you put it in a positive, you know, affirmation. But going back to there's different colors of orbs. And in my magazine article, with Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, I wrote about orbs. This is the August edition. Now, for those of you who don't get the actual magazine delivered near you, you can do a couple different things. One, you can call Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and say, hey, can you deliver that to my home, wherever you are? You know, they'll work with you on that. Or you can go on to their website, bodymindspiritguide.com. That's pretty simple. BodyMindSpirit.com. And there you can read all of the magazines, just like, you know, the virtual, everything's virtual these days. It's like a virtual book that you read, you know, on your Kindle or whatever you use. You can look at the magazine. So you can read my article about orbs, and it's very in-depth. And, of course, you can read all my past articles. And I've had some, you know, my last month, which I unfortunately did not get on the air, but I wrote about, and I think this is very, very important, I wrote about religion. I wrote about, is it the end times for religion? And it's not what it might seem. So you might want to, again, go on to bodymindspirit.com and read that article. That was my July article. And for August, I wrote again about orbs. And there are so many wonderful writers in Body, Mind, Spirit magazine. So you want to just enjoy all of it. So certainly go on there. And there are so many wonderful spiritual people contributing to this wonderful magazine, which I feel was divinely brought to us. By the creator bringing this all together, Penny Golden. And but you need to understand that you're on a spiritual quest. You wouldn't even be on this show listening to me. You're evolving. You're not just seeking, you're evolving, because everybody wants to tune in and you know about their own personal life. It's true, but we're all here experiencing, that's what we've been talking about. And you're seeking, of course, because you're trying to find the answers. But more importantly, you're evolving. And I will share with you, those of you who are going to be in the local area, I'm going to try to do this so it goes worldwide, because I know this station, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, of course, is internet radio, and it goes worldwide. As those of you who have listened to this show know, that people call in from everywhere, India, Africa, Italy, United States, Canada, everywhere. So, you know, the same thing that I'd like to do for something that I'm going to be putting together, I am putting together, and will be launching pretty soon. And what that is kind of a message center where I will be, I work out of a divine and beautiful building. And it comes with a multiple culture of things. It's a very interesting thing. My orientation is spiritual Christian. And the space that I'm going to be used is used by a rabbi. And the building is owned by Muslim. And a wonderful man. And it's just amazing how we've all come together. I think that's what we're meant to do, get through all these things. And it's like the end times for religion is not the end times of God and the spiritual knowledge and awareness of God. It's just, we don't want to limit ourselves anymore. So I'm going to put together a kind of an infusion of, I guess, more traditional understandings of religion and Christianity and the spiritual, divine wisdom, and bring those two together. And what this is going to be is me bringing messages, there'll be healing, there'll be understanding, kind of like the rest of the story when it comes to why we are here. And this will be a reoccurring Sunday talk, sermon, I'm aiming for August 30th, and that should, be where I start, and it will be in my physical building. But what I was alluding to before, I hope to be able to film it so that it goes out through the internet, so that those of you who can't come into the physical building, you'll be able to still see and experience and come into the service through that means, and be able to learn and evolve and get in touch, because this is kind of, you know, as church should be, it's getting you more in touch with your higher self. It's not just someone sharing their wisdom, but you connecting into the wisdom, and that's very important so that you experience and evolve. So I'll give you more information on that as we put it together. But while I'm bringing this out to you now, because while you're listening to me, I want you to go to your email and go to wendy.powers@aol.com and give me your email address, your name, your email address, and you're interested in the Divine Wisdom messages. It'll be actually called Church of Divine Wisdom. And so that I can send you an email and keep you updated on that. But it is going to be upcoming soon, as I said, and would like as many of you to be there because it is going to be something completely different than what has been experienced before. This is not just a class. This is something that is far deeper. And again, I would highly recommend you read my article in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, the July issue, 2015. And the name of the article is "At the End Times for Religion." And then you'll understand the direction we're going in. And it's especially targeted for the millennial generation, but it's for all of us. And so that I think you'll understand more what I'm talking about. So anyway, let's get to our listeners now and get to some, let me see, we've got some calls. We've got so many people in here. We want to make sure we get you all. Hello, Jay, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Jay, and where are you calling from?
Calling from Canada.
Ah, yes. Our nearby country, you know, I'm in Michigan, so
oh, yeah.
right across the lake there. And but where in Canada are you from, by the way?
Western Canada.
Mm. Okay, well, great. Well, let me get tuned into you a little bit here. Okay. Interesting. Now, you have I know you're not in front of me, but I can still sense your aura. You have a very violet or, almost indigo aura about you. It just tells me that you have intuition and a very strong connection to the higher self yourself as well, I should say. There's somebody around you that it's a woman who passed away. And I'm trying to figure out that she was older when she passed away. And she just seems to have a strong influence over you, even though she's not, I don't see her as a mother, but she had a strong influence. I'm trying to get a little bit stronger understanding of her. Does that make sense to you, what I'm trying to say? Because I see her, she might have passed away a few years ago because it's not a recent passing, but she seems to have influence over you. Was it did you have a, I don't know if it was an sister or an aunt, just feel like it's a stronger influence in your family, but it's not, I didn't feel it was mom. Does that make sense to you, Jay?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And she just gives you messages. It's like she helps you with your divine guidance because you go through frustrations and depression at times because you're like one step off the planet yourself. And it gives you, I think, an anchoring to continue on and deal with, as I was talking about earlier, trying to get through the physical world. You seem to be emotionally very, I'm not going to put this, singular sometimes. And I say that because you do have people around you, but emotionally you can feel alone. But yet you give so much. People would never, if they knew you, if they meet you and I said that, they go, oh no, geez, not like that. But you are, that singular aloneness because your mind is so on a different level and you you, like I said, you've got like one foot or maybe sometimes 2 feet off the planet. There's something about a car, too. I'm trying to figure this out. All of a sudden, I just got a car. Are you having some issues, or you're trying to look for a different car? I'm sorry, it's not coming clear. I just see a car. Before we get into that a little bit more, because this is just a mini reading, does it make sense what I was telling you about you?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with the car. It's fine.
There's something about the car.
Just...
I can't.
I don't know. Maybe it's symbolic for something else. I don't know. Driving, moving, I don't know. It might be actually traveling. I don't know. It might be that, too. So, but there's nothing wrong with my car. It's just really fine.
I didn't see something wrong with it. I was just trying to figure out. And I don't usually... my psyche doesn't work in symbolism so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it's more in, you know, real time, real situation. So I would say that it's something that may, you know, even though you're not aware of it right now, you may find yourself, you know, getting a different car because it just came through very strong. But what I was asking about was the things that I was talking about with you and describing you. Does that make sense to you, what I was trying to bring out?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Now, the good thing is I feel, and I'll let you ask a question here, because you're a very deep soul and I could spend a couple hours on it. So I'm going to let you ask a question. I'll try to get your answer to you. Because I just feel that you're very deep and your biggest problem is trying to find the direction of your life. And it's what I mean by that more on purpose versus necessarily just financial, which has been trying to make decisions about changing that, I don't know if it's vocations or directions within the vocation, because I did feel that you're in such a question space right now versus a definitive direction space. You know, you haven't made your mind up is what that means. Is there a quick question that we can answer? I'm getting lost in your energy.
No, no problem. I can maybe go for a further private reading on that, because you definitely am an old soul and you're right about that. What happens is I'm questioning right now is like, know, why do old souls have trouble finding relationships? And maybe
right.
You know,
I knew you were,
why.
Yeah, right. That's that singular, a lonely mindset that you have, the emotional, you're alone, that singular. But, you know, people see you as a very giving and loving soul, but you're singularly, you know, within your own space. And you're right. And thank you for that, because that's something that could address for other people, too. You particularly, and that's why I don't usually ask my listeners to ask a question, but you're so lost. It's like you're one person bobbing around in an ocean, and you know, and that's very often the way someone who's evolved feels. It's like you've got all this around you, but you're part of everything, but yet at the same time, you're not. You know, you're still separate, and it's very difficult for relationships because it's hard to find somebody who's on that level. It's hard to find somebody who can understand. You can get short, not short-tempered, but you can get irritated, and I feel that in your irritation, and you're not accepting of somebody else where they're at, it's kind of like you're annoyed. You have to pull away, and then you feel singular again within your mind. They're not just talking about single, I'm talking about singular. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it does.
Yeah. And so are you going to find anyone? I do think, if you wouldn't mind setting up, we'll get into that more deep, but I'll just give you a quick, yes, it's not right around the corner. And I think you need to search yourself a little bit more so that there's a greater understanding how to open the door up for someone and allow the door to stay open and for them to not run out of the door. But just so that you can draw the right, because you need somebody who's evolved as well, but not competing, because that you've had that before. And yes, you're going to be starting some classes as well, awareness classes, but you're going to be going into something a little bit more structured than just doing classes. And, you know, you're going to be doing something that deals with breathing. And do you work with music too? I don't know if it was just in the
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that, Jim.
No problem. I do drumming. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I don't know if you're using drums or if you're using music or something that will also help resonate the soul. That'll come up as well. Or just crazy, wild, fun music. Anyway, Jay, well, thank you so much. I'm sorry we're turning this into a full meeting, but I could swim in that energy with you because I relate and understand. And,
okay, so
I'll
go to your website and I'll book a reading. So I have to learn a little more what's going on. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And that's important to understand that sometimes just because someone's an old soul or a more evolved soul, you think then, well, they have all the answers and their life must be perfect. Just like, you go to a therapist and you think, well, their life must be perfect because they have all the answers. No, because we are also here to experience and evolve and go through difficult things as well as the good things, and we have to go through our own fear of decisions and how we relate to relationships and how we have to, again, kind of get in sync with someone, and it's sometimes difficult. Sometimes the more you know, the more difficult it is, and that's also another problem with somebody who's more of an evolved soul as well. Okay, we're going to take another call. Hello, is this Rose?
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi. And where are you calling from, hon?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, all right. Well, let's tune into you. Okay, Rose. This is interesting. I think that you're going to actually move, because you've been kind of on the fence about that.
Oh, I would love to move, but I needed a job first. That's why calling.
But you are. But that's what I feel is going to happen. You were. I could feel you were in desire to move, but you're going to. That's why I said it that way. You're going to actually move.
But I can't wait.
you're putting out. You're already putting out the resumes or nowadays online stuff.
Yes.
And I did feel that you're going to get a call. I wish I could say it's to a warm and wonderful place, but I think it's going to be Chicago. Or Illinois, of course, Chicago is the main city there, but it's still Illinois. But why there? I don't know. Did you put out a resume to Illinois?
No, I'm not looking to leave the state at all. I need to stay where I am, find a job, and then just work on my goals.
But you will move, though.
Okay.
Something is, I don't know if it's a company maybe based out of Illinois.
Oh, okay.
That you're going to end up working with. But Illinois just kind of popped in. And I just have to say what I feel, because sometimes what we want isn't always what we're going to get.
Right.
And so be open. But you're going to actually move from your home. I definitely see that. you know, you're not even, you're having, I don't know, but I just feel that you're kind of in a shared situation, or you're just feeling like you're just, you need your own place, or you just want to make.
No, I do live alone.
Yeah, just want a different place. I just keep feeling you wanting, to move. And I did feel that you are going to get this job. Don't mean to be hesitant, but I'm just, looking at this move is going to be like so quick on you. Didn't you get some kind of response back in June, or you put out a resume and then nothing happened?
No, I was going to ask you. I know you have people waiting. I don't want to take up much time.
No.
I went to see a headhunter in New York City, and that was the question. He really liked me. He was going to submit my resume for a really wonderful job, and I was wondering if this guy's even worth it, if I'm ever going to hear from him. And
when did you see him?
Oh, about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. So that would put us at the end of June, beginning of July.
His name is Matthew. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And didn't he have a job that he thought you would be good for at that time?
Yes, he contacted me. He found me online, and it's a wonderful opportunity. So I immediately went to see him, because he cannot send out my resume before he sees me. And he said he was going to, but I haven't heard, probably because he hasn't heard. These big corporate giants, they take forever to hire. And I was just wondering if you see anything
that. As far as this guy goes, I think that you have to be very careful and not give him money up front. So
there's no money involved.
Yeah, because that makes sense. But I'm just saying to you, that was my just giving you warning, not to say that there's a problem. But I'm just saying that's the way to know whether somebody is, legitimate or not. But I do feel that the job that he was telling you about, because I could feel that the job came up in the end of June, you heard about it, nothing's happening, but all of a sudden this month, I'd say that probably this coming week, you're going to find out that they do want to interview you.
Oh,
and that the job is going to happen. But I keep feeling some reason Illinois keeps coming up. And I don't know if that has to do with the company's basis in Chicago. But regardless, I did feel that you're going to be getting the job. And you're going to find out about it next week. And you're going
job
to
or the interview?
Move. The interview. But you are going to get the job from that interview. You're going to go through a series of stuff that you have to go through when you're in an interview, that's for sure. They make you go through all the hoops, but you're going to get that job.
Oh, my God.
And the job is, the interview is going to be set up. And I'm sorry that sometimes my psyche sees things that you're not aware of yet. So, be okay with the fact that it might be out. And they might even say to you, would you be willing to locate? Just say, okay. Just whatever you have to say. But you can stay in your area, but you are going to move.
Okay.
To another place. And you're not that, I agree with you, you won't be that far from where you live right now. But it may be with, I don't know if it's 3 miles, or three blocks. I just get a three. But you are going to be able to do that. That doesn't happen until 2016, the actual move. But the knowing, and I think the part of it, what it kept coming up, is that this job interview that you're going on next week, and some of it might be through the computer, that they, again, they might say, are you willing to relocate? And just go ahead and say yes, even if it's to someplace you don't want to be, because you won't have to move out of state eventually. But if you're not willing to, that might narrow your chances. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what if they relocate me in like a month or two? That's not good.
No,
I'm not willing to go to Chicago.
No, I'm not saying you're going to go. I'm just telling you it's good to keep your – because, see, sometimes when people go through interviews, if they feel you're limited, then they may not talk to you.
Oh, I agree with that. True.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. Don't shut your chances off by saying, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to leave my area. So, but I don't feel that you'll have, you do move, but it's not necessarily have to be to Chicago or anywhere. So I'm just saying be open, because if for some reason that seems to be a big thing that I keep picking up. So just to say, well, you know, whatever.
Okay.
You know, the good thing is it pays well.
Oh, it's a wonderful opportunity. It pays very well.
Yeah, and so, you know, don't
I have just as much of a chance as anybody else, so I'm hoping they want to interview me because it is a good opportunity.
Yeah, they will interview you. They will accept you. You will get that job. And so, you know, you're doing all the right things. Just the only thing, I guess, what I'm giving you the warning is about is the whole thing with about relocation.
Okay.
So, you know, just be okay, you know, with, you know, don't close those doors. The positive thing is you don't have to move, except for you will be willing to move. But don't, you know, don't check those possibilities off. It's too good of a job.
I know. That's why I want to go for it.
Yeah, it's too good of a job. All right, sweetheart. Well, I'll send you.
Thank you so much. You really made my day.
All right, Rose. Thank you, hon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Rose is going to have a good job. Boy, it's always something on our agenda. So we're going to go to the phones again, and we have Trish. Trish, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Okay. Well, that's a state I've always wanted to be in.
I'm 2 blocks from the ocean. You should come.
Oh, I will come. I will definitely. Okay. You had, you know, right now, there's a relationship that, weren't you involved in a relationship that kind of faded or just never moved forward? Because I just see a relationship that just kind of didn't move forward, and it just kind of faded, and now it's like it's coming back. You're going to find that, you know, you're not sure in your own self, but it's there in your, because you're unsure what to do with this. But then you, weren't you, and this was not too long ago, I mean, but you had been in the relationship and it was like, it just like, well, I don't know what's going on with this. It kind of faded away.
I was in a relationship and it ended, well, I don't know if it ended or on a break. A week.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because it was recent and it was just stated. You didn't sure what happened to it. It's right. Like I say, you guys didn't declare it's over. It just kind of faded. But I did feel that it's almost as though we're looking at, is it going to continue? Is it going to come back? But you have to ask yourself this: do you really want it? You know, because, you know, we go through these struggles with somebody and then, you know, you wonder if what's going on with this. This is a very karmic relationship. It's very interesting because sometimes in the karmic relationship comes a lot of difficulties. Karma means lesson, remember. It doesn't mean, you know, people, you know, they get all excited about soulmates, but soulmates are usually the most difficult relationships. Because they're learning, they're the other half of your soul going through experiences with you. Anyway, he calls you again. Jack, I'm surprised he hasn't made contact like now. I mean, do you expect to hear from him, or did he make contact? Like, I'm feeling in the present now.
I have not heard it. We haven't had any communication in the last 10 days.
Okay, 10 days. But I see that he's going to make contact with you now. I wouldn't be surprised if today. I don't know if you're aware that there's somebody that he's struggling with emotionally, another relationship. I don't know if he's told you about that. I mean, I think you do know, but he's been kind of secretive or guarded is a better word. But his personality, it's not so much that you're competing with someone else as much as it, his personality has been changing a little bit. But he hasn't really. I think it's a guarded personality. Does that make sense to you? He just seems to be really not letting you in, not just for the last 10 days. I mean, he was changing before that. Because that's why when I first went into this guy, I kept feeling fading energy, not a declaration of ending. The relationship will pick up again. He does contact you. Like I said, I feel it'll be maybe even today. And, you know, when you're involved with him again, you're going to go, do I really want this? So I feel that this is giving you an opportunity to really reexamine it. You know, and you've been, of course, obviously doing a lot of thinking the last 10 days. I see another relationship that's supposed to come to you anyway. There's another man that'll enter into your life. And you seem to almost, in the way with relationships with you, you seem to always pull to the past. Like you bring people, you know, you hang on to things. People, but this guy's actually the one that I feel that you're going to be involved with here, and I would say that later this month, mid to later this month, boy, you have a lot of activity going on in relationships and changes this month, and there's a new person that's going to come in August, mid-August, but you all know him, that's why I said what I said before, I brought that up, but it's not like you may have been involved in a relationship with him. This one that you've been kind of, you know, going through this crazy quasi-fading breakup, there's never been a declaration that it's over, so at least you're going to have some peace about finding out why and what's going on. Like I said, I do see him communicating with you again. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to tell you? Or excuse me?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. The breakup was over, the push for a bigger commitment that I wasn't ready for.
Right. It's just fading away. And then he started getting very guarded and he started pulling away. And his relationship, you know, his personality's been, you know, somewhat changing too. I mean, he just really, I don't know. I just felt that he was either mourning after or thinking about, of course you may not know this, thinking about another relationship. I don't know if this happened to him before or if he just was wanting to have a committed relationship and somebody else did this to him and he wasn't ready. Now he's ready with you and you're not ready. And I just feel a lot of that kind of problems with him and relationships.
Well, I said all I need is time. And so that's kind of where the breakup was he willing to wait?
Yeah, but he's going to contact you. I think it's going to be like today. I just feel that so strong. You know, and then you guys are going to have a good talk. And he's going to kind of put it on you, though, that if you don't want to go forward, then maybe we shouldn't go at all. Because I do see you having a talk, and then you know, right around mid-month, I see that somebody that you used to know comes into your life. Because even though you say you need time, he sees that as, not about time, but he sees that as you don't really love him. That maybe you don't really want that what he wants because, you know how he's translating it, so he's putting his guard up.
Right.
But I do, you know, let's put it this way. Maybe, again, this is a mini reading, but maybe, you know, it's him that re-pops up mid-month and because I keep seeing that. But it's like now you receive him completely differently and the relationship can continue on and be actually a committed relationship. But I guess you're searching your soul right now. And the main thing you're searching is, do you really love him enough to want to be with him the rest of your life?
Right, and I don't know that yet because I feel like that was rushed.
That's what I'm saying. This is your soul searching. And so what's going to happen is he's going to come back. You're going to have a good talk. My intuition says you may let it go and there's somebody different coming in, like right on the heels of it, that somebody that you used to know. And boom, you're like, okay, now I need to explore this. So, you know, that's what I feel. And for, you know, what time we have, that's the best I can and give you, because it's a little more complex about your emotional feelings about, you know, what you're feeling here. But anyway, I hope I've helped you, Trish.
You have. You have. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's relationships are, it's like one of those major things in life. And, you know, it, trying to find someone who, you know, kind of works with where you're at. And it's a difficult thing sometimes. And you can have somebody who's really perfect. And because of your fear, you push them away. Or you hesitate or stop. Or, you know, there's many things people go through in their anxieties and fears, and especially the older we get. So it's one of those major lessons that our soul, and sometimes many of our older souls, I should say evolved souls. We don't have senior souls. We have evolved souls, wisdom. Anyway, I want to give again my email out. It's wendy.powers@aol.com. wendy.powers@aol.com. You want to get on my email list to find out about my spiritual wisdom, teachings that will be coming up. I will be doing messages from, the universal mind or God, I like to refer to, and also be able to give personal messages. This will be not a class, but a spiritual sharing. Also, if you want to learn more about what I'm doing and where I'm going, I'm always doing, a guest ministry, or I am available also for weddings. I do weddings, and, I know this may sound a little bizarre, but I love doing memorials. Why? Because I love helping the family with the transition of the soul of the family, to help them understand where that soul is, and to help that soul move on. It's more than just saying comforting words. It's actually helping people through the process of leaving the physical and going into the energy or the spirit, as we started the conversation today, orbs, into spirit. Leaving this physical is probably the toughest thing for us to face. Sometimes we leave too soon, and our loved ones are left in great despair. Sometimes even if a soul leaves the planet from a senior position, you know, you're 50, 60, 70, 80, 50 is not senior, 80, 90, 100. You know, when I turned 60, I said it was a new 40, you know, so yeah, age is not relative. But it's still just the greatest loss as we leave at any age. Because if you have people that knew you physically, they need to also help you and to be aware that you're okay in the spiritual world. And it helps everyone through that process. So that's a joy for me. Plus, I like to give people an understanding of why we're even here, why we go through this stuff. And that's part of what I'm going to be doing in my spiritual teaching of divine wisdom on Sundays. And that's going to be necessarily in a class form. That's going to be more of a form like, you know, you've seen Joel Osteen, of course, he has a much richer place than I would ever have. But he's giving you hope. He's giving you direction. He's giving you an understanding. Well, I want to give you the rest of the story. I think he's turned all the spiritual people, the beautiful religious people, the people that are seeking God. I love anybody who's seeking God or a higher energy. you know, he's giving them an understanding that they have control, and that they can ask God for good things, and to be patient and wait for the things to unfold. But I would like to bring the rest of that story to you. And that's what I will be doing. So go to wendy.powers@aol.com. Get on my mailing list, and I will keep you informed. Also, if you'd like a reading, you can either call at 248-826-8, that number again, 248-826-8255, or learn more about me, see what happens in a reading. What do you expect in that full-hour reading? Go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And then you'll see my history, because in the introduction, as Courtney was saying, I've done a lot of accurate predictions while on TV and radio that came true. And on an individual basis, and this is just, as you could see, you know, just a little quick introduction to what I do in the mini readings here on the radio. But if I'm sitting with you, whether it's on the phone, because I do readings from people all over the world, as well as sitting in my office in Novi, Michigan, either way, I love it when I can see people. I give them a hug, and they say the only difference between reading within my office or on the phone is the hug. But I give you a spiritual hug like I do when we're on the radio. So, but it's very in-depth, and I do always ask people to record, because it does get very in-depth. So again, you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, or 248-826-8255. Our hour just went so quickly. I know many people are still on the line, but if you could come next month, I will be doing this again, first Saturday. So if you look, first Saturday in September, I will be here and get into the queue. And you, in the meantime, have a beautiful and spiritual month. And hope to hear from you, giving me your email address or calling me for a reading. Thank you, and you have a blessed month.